reminder to media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those into them. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
Doing just fine. Certainly a hard-fought game between your club and James Madison on Saturday. Game that was much closer than what the final score might indicate. As you've gone back and looked at that one, give me your assessment on how the game went.
Well, I mean, the game, as you said, was very hard fought. It went back and forth, and, you know, their offense was able to keep the drives going and come up with some points in the first half, and we weren't really able to generate anything on the offensive side of the ball in the first half. And obviously a defense like JMU has something to do with that. But to our guys' credit, we hung in there, and we had a nice drive that took almost the entire third quarter to get within 16-8, and thought we had a little momentum swing going in our favor there after that long drive. And, you know, then we just weren't able to generate anything again. We kind of stalled out with some penalties. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. We had 8 penalties to their 2, and out of the total of 10 penalties in that game, 8 of them were really lack of focus penalties, you know, some false starts on both sides of the ball. And the big one that hurt us is they had a 4th and 5. We're going to punt the ball back to us where it was 6-0 at the time. And we jumped offside and gave them a 1st down, and that kept that one drive of theirs alive, and they were able to get a touchdown on that and make it 13-0 at halftime. And I thought that was a critical piece. But, you know, you can't have 5 false starts and a misalignment on offense, 6 penalties, and go back 5 yards against a defense like that.
Certainly a crazy atmosphere in Harrisburg with the whole ESPN game day stuff and then a huge crowd. How do you feel like your guys handled everything that was going on?
Well, we weren't really involved with the game day situation at all. We were staying in a hotel 20-some miles away. So, you know, I'm sure our guys were tuning in their rooms, but I'm sure they do that every week when we're on the road and tune in to wherever college game day is from 9 to 12 in the morning when you have a 3:30 or 6 o'clock game. And you're stuck in a hotel most of the morning. So the game day atmosphere really wasn't involved with us at all. We didn't go over there. We didn't see it. The crowd was electric. I don't know if the crowd had anything to do with some of the false starts we had on offense, but it may have. You know, but I think it might have been more focus on our part than the crowd noise. But it was really an exciting atmosphere, to say the least. You know, you got 25,000-plus people, most of them rooting against you. But it was a really electric crowd, and obviously we didn't handle it well, at least on offense. It didn't seem to affect our defense that much. We were able to hold them down in the run game and hold them well below their total yardage game average. But unfortunately, we didn't hold them down in points, and we didn't score enough points. And whenever you lose the turnover battle, I don't care who you're playing, if you give up 3 and only get 1 back, you're going to be in harm's way. And against a team like JMU, that made it 30-8 in a hurry.
We're here with Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. As you touched on, I don't know that you could have asked for much more from your defense in that game. As you said, the whole JMU to 45 yards rushing, a little over 300 overall, and thought it was especially impressive that the short yardage defense holding the Dukes to field goals several times inside the red zone. Just what made you so effective being able to shut down their run game?
Well, I'm not, you know, that's what our defense does, and that's what they're, you know, pride themselves on. They want to stop the opponent's running game. And if you would have told me going into the game that we're going to hold them to under 50 yards rushing when they're averaging 280, I'd have thought we had a really good chance to win that ball game. But you never would have expected James Madison team to throw the ball in the first half more than they actually ran the ball. But to their credit, they put a good game plan together, and we just came up short on some plays, but our short yardage defense and our overall run defense so far this season has been outstanding. And if we can maintain that moving forward, then I think we'll be in a lot of games. But we got to get something going on the offensive side. We just got to try to go with a little more consistency. We've had a mixed bag of players going in there with all the injuries we've had on that side of the ball. But that's not an excuse, because I'm sure everyone's dealing with the same thing. So we just need to take this bye week and, you know, get back to square one and start getting a little more consistency on the offensive side of the ball and stop shooting ourselves in the foot. I think 2 of our 8 penalties were in special teams, so we got to make sure we clean that up as well.
Before we touch on the offense a little bit, Jeff Steve appeared to be all over the field in that game. 9 tackles, a couple of big sacks. Just talk about his performance Saturday and really what's been an outstanding year for him.
Yeah, Jeff's doing a great job. He's an experienced player. He and Shockley both are returning starters. If one of them's not leading us in tackles in the game, then the other one probably is. And Jeff runs really well, as does Ed. But, you know, Jeff is the guy that, you know, I don't want to say he spies the quarterback, but when a quarterback starts rolling out, he's the guy that's going to really accelerate to the quarterback if he's in a scramble situation and comes up with a lot of plays that way. He's not really blitzing, but he does come out of coverage when he sees that the quarterback is trying to, you know, make some yard, make some things happen with his feet. So Jeff has been playing really well for us, as the whole defense has, really. I mean, again, if you told me we were going to hold that running team to what we held them to, it's a collective effort on all 11 on the side of the ball.
Offensively, you made a change in quarterback and went to Kyle McCloskey, a true freshman, and he's able to lead you on, as you touched on, a really impressive 18-play, 73-yard drive. Talk about what the reason for the change was and how you felt Kyle played in his first appearance.
Well, he played really well in that drive, for sure. And we talked on the headphones. We weren't generating really anything on offense, and we just felt we needed a spark. And, you know, we felt that the quarterback position was the place to try to ignite it. So, to Kyle's credit, I thought he came in with very little practice reps during the course of the week. I mean, before Zach went down a couple weeks ago, he was our scout team quarterback. And now he's going in against the number one team in the country and trying to get us back in the game in the second half. So that's a pretty significant change in his responsibilities. But I thought he went in there and did well. You know, we just felt that we needed to get something going, and we talked on the headsets just before halftime. At halftime, I think we only had 58 total yards. So we went with the change, and to Kyle's credit, on that second drive of the second half, he was able to, you know, take that drive for, as you said, 18 plays in 10-plus minutes. And, you know, then our defense held, and we actually got the one turnover in the next two drives after we got within eight. So we had two more possessions before they got their next point. So we did have an opportunity to, you know, maybe close it a little more and get a little closer and maybe even tie it up there in the fourth quarter. But unfortunately, you know, again, the inconsistent play, and I think three of our false starts came in those last two drives. So if you're going to go against the James Madison defense and you go from first or second and 10, and now it's first or second and 15 because of a false start, you're making it difficult on yourself. And we just couldn't overcome those penalties in a critical part of the game.
Got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, possible.
The first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Mark, is it too early to be thinking about Madison now that it has the record for consecutive wins as one of the greatest teams that the CAA has had?
Well, I would say if they're breaking records, they've probably got to be in the conversation. They're really good, and, you know, we'll see. I mean, there's still a lot of conference play to take place, and if they can keep going and keep that streak going and repeat what they were able to do last year, then I guess you got to put them in that type of category for sure.
Thank you.
Mark, as you touched on bye week ahead for you guys, you've played certainly a very challenging schedule. Is this a good time for the bye, and how do you plan to use it with your guys?
Well, it's definitely a good time for the bye. To be honest with you, I wish we maybe had it a couple weeks earlier with all the bumps and bangs that we've had, but this is a good time for us. And how do we use the bye? I've heard some of the other guys on the phones in the previous weeks when you've asked the same question. It sounds like it's a pretty standard formula, what everyone's been doing. Our coaches are on the road recruiting today and tomorrow, and then we'll go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice. The practices will be a little shorter than they are in a game week, probably, just to keep our guys fresh. And, you know, we're going to focus on correcting some things and improving what we're doing before we start, you know, doing true game prep for Elon. We'll start looking at them, but, you know, we won't put a total game plan together until we get later in the week. And then we'll give our guys Saturday off to catch their breath and regroup. And then come Sunday is when we'll start, you know, the main focus on our next opponent, which is Elon, when we have them coming up here for homecoming. So it sounds pretty standard from what everyone else has been doing when I've heard them on the conference call.
All right, Mark, thanks for the time as always today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Sounds good, Rob. Thanks so much.
Thank you.